Hello, my name is Emma Wallace. I'm a writer and broadcaster based in Bonn, Germany. My pronouns are she, her. I'm recording this audio version of the Cultural Bridge Fund guidance on the 23rd of August, 2023. All details are correct as of this date. Cultural Bridge Fund guidance. Section 1, help to apply. Section 2, about the fund. Section 3, the aims of the programme. Section 4, how much is available? Section 5, who can apply? Eligibility. Section 6, who cannot apply? Section 7, how to apply? Section 8, how long will it take to get a decision? Section 9, what the funds can be used for? Section 10, what you cannot apply for? Section 11, how your application is assessed, criteria. Section 12, application questions and detail, including budget guidelines. Section 13, what if I have a question? Section 1, help to apply. We want to make the process of applying to the Cultural Bridge Programme accessible to all organisations who'd like to apply. If you need personal access support to make an application, there are a number of ways we can help. The guidance is available in accessible formats, including formatted PDF, plain text, and audio. If you require an alternative format, please get in touch via this clickable link. Our program lead is on hand to support applicants with questions they might have about the guidance or making an application. See section 13 for contact details. We can also cover access costs associated with the activity you're applying for. See section 12.1 for further detail. Section 2, about the fund. Cultural Bridge is a programme that aims to build new and existing relationships to support intercultural exchange and dialogue in the field of participative arts and culture between Germany and the UK. The programme targets organisations who embody cultural democracy through placing communities at the heart of their creative work, exploring new ways of connecting arts and society, particularly through fostering co-creation between communities, artists and other partners, supporting people from across their communities to develop their creativity and discover their individual voices, empowering their communities to work together to shape local place, shared identity and collective agency. The Cultural Bridge Programme has investment from seven partners: Fonds Soziokultur, Goethe Institute London, Arts Council England, Arts Council Northern Ireland, British Council, Creative Scotland and Arts Council of Wales, Wales Arts International. Decisions will be made against the criteria of the fund and will aim to be inclusive of both Germany's and the UK's cultural diversity and geography. Section 3, the aims of the programme. Supporting international exchange and development opportunities for arts and cultural organisations based in the UK and Germany. Enabling social change through the development of participatory approaches across a range of art forms and in response to one or more of the programme themes. They are reinvigorating post-industrial places and communities, places with fewer opportunities to engage, places and communities transformed by grassroots activism, or redefining the use of public space. Exploring new models of innovative arts practice, in particular, testing imaginative ways of working with communities that offer new and positive responses to social engagement through creative practice. Section 4, how much is available? The total budget available for the programme is £310,000, that's approximately €360,000. The programme has two funding tiers. Tier 1, new partnerships. Applicants can request between £5,000 and £10,000 in total per partnership. There is no requirement for match funding. Tier 2, established partnerships. Applicants can request up to £30,000 in total per partnership. There is no formal requirement for match funding. However, we encourage ambition to build wider partnerships and to leverage other income, cash or in kind, to meet partnership aims. See Section 9, what the funds can be used for further detail on the tiers. Section 5, who can apply? Eligibility. This program is open to all arts and cultural organizations with proven expertise in socially engaged and participatory practice. See Section 1, About the Fund, and Section 2, The Aims of the Program. By organization, we mean a group of people working towards a common goal with a governing document that covers the type of project being applied for, such as a charity, a limited company, or an unincorporated group. In Germany, this refers to registered organizations only. All organizations need to have a bank account in the organization's name with two signatories, that's people allowed to sign checks. We welcome applications from organisations supporting individual creative practitioners as part of the proposed activity. The Cultural Bridge programme is committed to promoting a diverse and inclusive network. The activity we support and the workforce of arts and culture organisations we fund should reflect the diversity of the UK and Germany. And as such, we encourage applications from diversity-led organisations and from those from underrepresented backgrounds. Applications are invited from new partnerships to Tier 1 or established partnerships to Tier 2. See Section 9, what the funds can be used for. Support will be offered in advance of the application stage to broker connections between UK and German organisations wishing to apply to Tier 1. Partnerships must be bilateral, including at least one German partner and one UK partner from any of the four nations, that's England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Organisations can only be involved in one partnership application. Multiple applications from an organisation is likely to result in related submissions being made ineligible. All partnerships will be asked to nominate a lead. The lead partner can be from Germany or one of the four UK nations and will act as the main point of contact on behalf of the partnership with responsibility for reporting back to funders. Partners should work together to complete the application questions relating to the partnership and the activity, that's management, timeline and outcomes. The partner budgets should be presented separately in either pound sterling or euro as appropriate. See Section 12 for further budget guidance. Section 6. Who cannot apply? Individual artists. This programme is currently focused on bilateral partnership development for organisations only. Organisations based, that's living or registered, outside of the UK or Germany. Organisations who cannot demonstrate that they have a track record of socially engaged arts practice. Section 7. How to apply. A link to the application form will go live on the Cultural Bridge website, that's cultural-bridge.info, cultural-bridge, bridge.info, info, on Wednesday, the 11th of October, 2023. The application deadline is 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. German time, on Wednesday, the 22nd of November, 2023. Section 8. How long will it take to get a decision? You will receive a decision by the 31st of January, 2024. Your activity cannot start before April 2024 and should be completed by the end of March 2025, unless otherwise agreed. Section 9. What the funds can be used for. Applications can be for physical, digital or hybrid activity focused on socially engaged and participatory arts practice and in response to the programme aims and themes. See Section 2. Activity must accord with any remaining government COVID restrictions in any of the UK nations and in the German regions in which the activity will take place. We welcome applications for partnership activities which minimise negative environmental impacts and promote positive ones. This programme has two funding tiers. Tier 1 is to support the development of new partnerships between cultural organisations in the UK and Germany. Both organisations must be able to demonstrate their track record of socially engaged arts practice. Tier 1 funding can be used for one or all of the following: partnership development, exchange, residencies, co-creation, networking. For example, development of artistic practice through international collaboration, or exchange of key creative people to develop new concepts or relationships, exploring innovative ways of connecting arts and society, or experiment with new methods and formats of cultural engagement in a series of smaller pilot activities in co-creation with communities. We do not expect any performative or artistic output from activity in Tier 1. We do, however, expect you to share insights and practice-based discoveries with the Cultural Bridge Network, and more publicly through contributions to our programme communications and other materials. Tier 2 is to support established partnerships between cultural organisations in the UK and Germany. Both organisations must be able to demonstrate their track record of socially engaged arts practice. Tier 2 funding can be used for example, development of artistic practice, including new concepts, methods, formats of cultural engagement on a larger scale beyond the initial research stage, co-creation and delivery of new participatory work on a larger scale beyond the initial research stage, or match funding, where the limit of the fund does not enable you to meet partnership ambitions. This funding can be used as match to help leverage further investment. All Tier 2 applications should include some direct engagement participatory arts practice with communities. We also expect you to share insights and practice-based discoveries with the Cultural Bridge Network and more publicly through contributions to our programme communications and other materials. Applicants will need to conduct their own research and have commitment to the proposed activity from any other named partner or partners. Section 10, what you cannot apply for. Activity that is not arts related or focused on the development of socially engaged practice in partnership. Activities which take place or start before April 2024, unless otherwise agreed. Costs and activity that are already covered by other funding. General running costs and overheads that are paid for by other income, including your own funds. Activities that make a profit. If your budget includes surplus income that is not being spent within the project, then your project will not be eligible. Ongoing overheads related to equipment or buildings, such as insurance and maintenance costs. Significant asset or investment purchases. See section 12.1 for budget guidelines. We reserve the right to make a reduced offer where costs appear ineligible or unreasonable. Section 11. How your application is assessed, criteria. First, your application will be checked for eligibility. Please check whether you and your activities and partners are eligible for this fund. See sections 4 and 5, who can and cannot apply, and sections 9 and 10, what funds can and cannot be used for. Once eligibility is checked, the application will be scored by a jury panel of independent experts comprising German and UK representatives nominated by each of the Cultural Bridge funding partners. The jury panel will assess the application according to the following four criteria. The partnership, Tier 1 only. Is there a rationale for the selection of partners, their skills, practice, and track record? And will the makeup of the partnership help achieve what the activity sets out to do? Tier 2 only. Do the partners demonstrate a track record of working together, and will the makeup of the partnership help achieve what the activity sets out to do? Is the partnership mutual? Will all partners see benefit in the activity? Activity approach. Tier 1 only. Is the plan well considered, and does the proposed activity demonstrate potential for innovation, exploration, or development of a new or different approach? Tier 2 only. Does the proposal demonstrate innovation and ambition, for example, through the development of new concepts, methods, and formats of cultural engagement on a larger scale, beyond the initial research stage, including consideration of wider partnerships and income now or in the future? Does the proposal respond to specific current needs or challenges of the partners in line with one or more of the Cultural Bridge themes? The potential impact. Does the proposal outline the potential benefits and impact of the activity for artists and community? This may include developing artistic practice and approaches to engagement, realizing innovative creative approaches to help reach new communities, wider future collaborative opportunities, etc. Are plans to monitor, capture, and share the learning appropriate? Activity structure and management. Does the amount requested and the breakdown of costs seem reasonable for the activity taking place? Does the timeline seem practical? Is it clear what is taking place, when, and with whom? Do the activities described seem likely to have the effect or outcomes desired? Applications will be scored against the four criteria. All applications and scores will then be discussed in the decision panel by the jury. In making the decisions for the final awards, panelists will also balance awards by considering cultural diversity, geographic diversity, including balancing activity partnerships across Germany and each of the four UK nations, that's England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. In the event we receive a higher number of applications than anticipated, we reserve the right to introduce a further application sifting stage. In this scenario, only the higher scoring applications will be taken through to jury discussions. Due to the number of applications we are likely to receive and the limited capacity of our jury, we are unable to offer tailored feedback on unsuccessful applications to this programme. Successful applicants will be informed by the 31st of January 2024, from which point grants and payment schedules will be agreed before the activity commences. Successful projects will be supported and accompanied throughout the year, and we will ask you to share your learning during the activity period and contribute towards evaluative work during and after the end date of the funded activity. Section 12. Application questions and detail. Your partnership. Tier 1 only. Why have you and your partner decided to work together? 250 words. Tier 2 only. Why have you and your partner decided to work together again? Please include details to demonstrate your experience of working in partnership, 250 words. Please tell us about the track record of both organisations in relation to socially engaged and participatory arts practice, 300 words. Tell us why this activity is important to each of the partners involved and how you might see the relationship developing in the future, 300 words. Your activity. Tell us what you are planning to do, including who with, where and when. Is activity likely to be physical, digital or hybrid? 300 words. In what way is this activity trying out something new and responding to current needs or challenges in line with one or more of the cultural bridge themes? 250 words. Activity outcomes. Tier 1 only. What special benefits or impact do you anticipate as a result of the research and exchange period, both in relation to the artistic partnership and community involvement, either now or in the future? 300 words. Tier 2 only. What special benefits or impact do you anticipate as a result of the activity, both in relation to the artistic partnership and the communities involved? 300 words. Tell us how you plan to monitor and evaluate the progress of your activity, including capturing and sharing learning outcomes. 250 words. Management of your activity. Please tell us how you will manage your activity within the partnership. For example, how work is likely to be distributed between UK and German partners. 200 words. Activity timeline. Please outline the main stages of the activity from the start date onwards, including where it will take place and who will lead on each activity or task. We will ask you to fill in a table to list the main stages and tasks of the activity period you're applying for from your start date onwards. The main stages and tasks could include planning, development and research meetings, travel, attending or delivering events and workshops, focus groups, evaluation meetings, and so on. We want to see that you have thought about how you will plan your time and that you are able to manage your activity in the time you have allowed for it. We understand that you might not know exact dates at the time you apply and that dates may change as a result. Activity budget. Please tell us the total amount you are requesting from us in pounds sterling, including any personal access costs, which can be in addition to your activity budget and in excess of the upper application limit for the tier. How much of this request is for personal access costs? Please tell us what these will be used for, 150 words. Please tell us how you will manage the funds you are applying for, including details of who will manage your budget, 150 words. Tier 2 only. If you are seeking match funding, please detail your plans to source other income and indicate where you are in this process, 200 words. Presentation of your budget. Tier 1. We will ask you to fill in a table for each partner, listing all spending for the activity, specifying the type, description, and amount. Please refer to Section 10, what you cannot apply for, and Section 12.1 for budget guidelines. Tier 2. We will ask you to produce your budget in a separate Excel spreadsheet with a complete breakdown of activity income where applicable and expenditure for the German and UK partner on the project. We will ask you to use separate tabs within the spreadsheet to present the budgets of the German and UK partner or partners separately in pounds sterling or euro as appropriate. Please refer to Section 10, what you cannot apply for, and Section 12.1 for budget guidelines. Also note additional Tier 2 guidelines under Section 12.2 only relevant where match funding is being sought. Section 12.1, budget guidelines. Please produce your budget listing all spending for the activity. We will need to be able to see how you have worked your figures out, so please break them down clearly under each cost heading, specifying the type, description, and amount. Number 1, salaries or fees for artists or creatives involved. Number 2, other artistic or creative costs, for example, research or digital capture. Number 3, hires or purchases, for example, venue, materials, or equipment. Number 4, marketing and developing audiences. Number 5, access costs, for example, personal and/or making your work accessible to others. Number 6, travel and accommodation. Number 7, overheads, for example, insurance, travel documentation, etc. Number 8, other, for example, contingency funds. Please take note of what you cannot apply for in Section 10. Personal access costs can be in addition to your activity budget and in excess of the upper application limit for the tier. Personal access costs are costs relating to your own access needs and/or any access needs of creative practitioners you are directly working with in order to deliver your activity and/or to manage your grant. Access costs relating to enabling participants to engage with your activity, for example, an interpreter for a workshop, should be included within your activity budget. Your budget should include fees for artists and professionals involved in the activity. We are committed to making sure that those who work in creativity and culture are properly and fairly paid. We ask you to ensure that rates of pay for artists and professionals involved in your activity, including you, are in line with or better than relevant industry standards. Also taking into account experience and skills, the type of work and the length of the activity. UK applicants can apply for overhead costs that are directly related to the activity you are asking us to support, for example, payments to staff, phone bills, postage and insurance. You can apply for a contribution to your ongoing overheads if these are not covered by other funding. For German applicants, only direct activity costs can be supported and must be proven in the final report. The costs must all be substantiated with receipts. Your budget can include costs under the heading of other spending for your activity that is not included elsewhere. However, you should still show a clear breakdown of what this spending includes. This can include an amount for unexpected costs or contingency spending. If you need to purchase any materials or equipment, assets, you should include these costs in the budget and tell us about them in the description field. You should get competitive quotes from more than one business or supplier. Buying assets is not the main purpose of the programme, but we understand that you may need to make some purchases to be able to carry out the activity. As part of our eligibility checks, we will decide if any proposed asset purchases are appropriate. For German organisations, investment or asset purchases should not exceed 800 euro net. When considering travel costs, material and equipment purchases, we encourage applications which minimise environmental impact. Travel costs for German applicants may be calculated taking into account the regulations in federal law of travel costs. You can refer to those regulations under the Bundesreisekostengesetz. Please note, awards will be paid separately to UK and German organisations within each partnership. UK-based organisations will be paid directly by Goethe Institute London, and Germany-based organisations will be paid directly by Fonds Soziokultur. The total award should be distributed as equally as possible. One partner cannot receive the full amount. We understand that changes may need to be made to your activity budgets during the delivery period. However, any significant changes will need to be agreed with the UK or German funding lead. Section 12.2, Additional Budget Guidelines for Tier 2. There is no formal requirement for match funding. However, we encourage ambition to build wider partnerships and to leverage other income, cash or in kind, to meet partnership aims. If you are not intending to source match funding, in kind or cash, your budget should be the total cost of the activity you are applying to do, up to the limit of the tier, that's £30,000, plus any personal access costs. In this case, please refer to the original budget guidelines above. If you tell us you are seeking match funding, we will view your application as a contribution towards the overall cost of your partnership activity, and your application and budget should reflect this ambition, with cultural bridge funding presented as a portion of the overall project income. Any additional match, cash or in kind, should be detailed in your income budget, with a note on what stage you are at in sourcing the additional funding, for example, in discussion, expected or confirmed. Tell us about your project income by using the income headings. For example, earned income. That's any income you will earn from this activity, for example, from ticket sales, workshop fees, or selling work or publications. Other public funding. Any funding you have received or applied for from any other public organisation. Please give us the name of each organisation and the amount. Private income. Any income from private sources, for example, from you or your organisation, donations or grants from trusts and foundations, or from crowdfunding. Support in kind means any materials or services that you would otherwise have to pay for, but that are being provided free of charge or at a reduced rate. Your budget, income and expenditure should balance. We will consider the strength of your budget using both your calculations and your explanations. Section 13. What if I have a question? UK organisations can contact Lorna Palmer, Programme Manager at Cultural Bridge. The email is contact@cultural-bridge.info. That's contact at cultural, cultural, hyphen, bridge, bridge, dot info, info. The number is 07515191979. German organisations can contact Tabea Deckers. That's Fonds Soziokultur EV. The email is Deckers, D-E-C-K-E-R-S, at Fonds, F-O-N-D-S, hyphen, Soziokultur, S-O-Z-I-O-K-U-L-T-U-R, dot D-E. The number is 0228 97144 7923.